Hey y'all, welcome back to another episode of Put It In Your Pocket, your source for all niche music trivia. My name's Caroline, and today I'm so excited because we're doing something a lot different than what we've ever done. We're doing a Grammy nominations recap, which I'm so excited for, and I hope I can pull you guys along on this little tradition of mine. Every year I look at the Grammy nominations list when they come out and make my predictions, say what I think will happen, what I hope will happen, and kind of just think about the music year in review as it's a whole, and kind of reflect on all of the great stuff that came out this year and maybe complain about some not so great stuff. So my poor family won't be subjected to it that much this year because I have you guys to torture with all of my facts and opinions, because there are many, many of both. So I'm excited to talk about them. This week is slam-packed crazy for me. If you know, you know. And this is kind of my way of not taking a bye week, but not doing a full episode either. So I'll try and play some snippets of certain songs and kind of just breeze through some stuff that I think you guys will find interesting. So overall, since it's coming to the end of the year, we're about to get Spotify Wrapped, we have all of our awards nominations coming out, I thought it would be fun to kind of look back on 2025 and a little bit of 2024 and talk about how great this year was for music. So let's just go ahead and get into it. To preface this year, I kind of want to talk about last year, 2024, and how amazing of a year it was for music. The Grammys last year, I will tell y'all, is the best one by far that I have ever seen. And I've been viewing the Grammys for a long time. It's always like my Super Bowl, which you could probably guess. And I go crazy Grammys week. And it was so phenomenal. It just, my jaw was hanging open the entire night. The performances were wonderful. Doechii blew me away. She was phenomenal. We had Chappell Roan there with one of the coolest outfits I've ever seen. We had Sabrina Carpenter, Taylor Swift, just some crazy heavy hitters in the pop scene and everything in between. We had Beyonce all dressed up, breaking records. Just, it was an amazing night. It was so much fun. And this is going to be really hard to top this year. And I will say last year was a slightly better year for music than this year, but we still had some great stuff come out. So I just want to preface it by saying we've been in a really, really good, like, uphill moment. And I think this might be a slight downslide from last year, but that's okay because it was a really, really good year for movies as well. And you'll see what I mean when I go to the soundtracks and the score categories, but it's going to be so hard for me to choose what soundtrack I'm pulling for because this was an insanely great year for movies. So, you know, we got some good stuff coming on, y'all. We're pretty lucky. You can't complain too much. But I am about to complain because another point that I want to make is Conan Gray released an album called Wishbone this year. And yes, it was in the deadline, so it could have been nominated for anything. And it was by far his best album, but in my opinion, one of the best albums that came out this year, period. If not in the top five pop albums that came out this year, it's probably going to be my most played. I'm expecting to see it all over my Spotify Wraps, but it was phenomenal and it wasn't nominated for anything, which made me very disappointed and sad. I'm a huge Conan Gray fan, but I understand why he hasn't been nominated in the past, but this album was, I mean, just amazing. So really go and check that out and give that a listen. Can't recommend that enough. And that was the only like major disappointment this year, I would say, for me. And if anybody's wondering, I also want to highlight that Taylor Swift's album, The Life of a Showgirl, was not nominated for anything, but it's not because they overlooked it. It's because it wasn't submitted in time for the deadline. So just wanted to preface that if anybody's wondering why there's no Taylor Swift this year, which is rare because she's normally all over the Grammys no matter what year it is, but just not this year because she didn't make it in time. And the last thing that I kind of want to preface by saying is that a man named Jesse Wells, who's a folk singer, super cool dude overall, he's received 4 nominations this year for Best Americana Performance, Best American Roots Song, Best Americana Album, and Best Folk Album. And I want to bring his name up because I don't think he pops up in the rest of the show based on like the notes I've taken, but he is a phenomenal artist. He's very John Prine and Bob Dylan-esque. He's just a super cool, down-to-earth, strongly opinionated guy. Please go and check out his music. I think he's wonderful. He just did a collaboration with John Fogerty, and he released that yesterday, so go and check that out as well if you're interested. His name is Jesse Wells. Phenomenal guy. Please go stream his music. Can't recommend him enough. So I was happy that he definitely got into the good graces of the Grammys this year. He broke into that wall, kicked that down very quickly. So that made me excited. But going into the major categories, Record of the Year, I want to play you guys one of the nominations. It's called The Subway, and it's released by Chapel Roan. Chapel Roan dominated the Grammys last year, y'all. The Rise and Fall of a Midwest Princess was phenomenal, and it definitely got its flowers at the Grammys. And the only thing she released this year was a single called The Subway. The music video was awesome. Very Chapel Roan. If you know her, you know what I'm talking about. But this song is just vocally, emotionally, lyrically, just amazing. It just is gorgeous. And I want to play you guys the ending of it because I think it's so powerful. And I really do want to highlight the emotional impact of so much music that came out this year. I feel like in the 2010s, there was this weird phenomenon with pop music where people were kind of super deadpan and not very emotional in their singing, but we have just blown that out of the water lately. And The Subway is probably the best example of that. Listen to how emotional and how her voice rises throughout this bridge. Oh, it's so good. I love her. I love this song. And this is my poll for record of the year. Hopefully, fingers crossed.
Till you're just another girl on the subway.
Oh, I knew immediately when that song came out this year, I was like, please, please let that be nominated for something because it's so beautiful. But that record of the year category is packed. We've got Doechii, Billie Eilish, Lady Gaga, Kendrick Lamar, Bad Bunny, Sabrina Carpenter, Tyler, the Creator. I mean, every song that they have nominated for that category, I could see winning. So I can't be too upset. Also, side note, record of the year is a single. Song of the year is different because it can be anything off an album, EP, mixtape, etc. Record of the year is a single that's been released by itself. I used to wonder about that when I was younger, and that's the meaning. So now we know. But moving on to album of the year, I'm so excited that my queen, Lady Gaga, was nominated for her album Mayhem. And it was just a wonderful album. It kind of flew under the radar for most of this year because it was released super early. And I kind of forgot about it, I'm not gonna lie. But when I saw it on this list, I was like, oh, I love that album. And I've been listening to it again nonstop. I'm gonna play you guys a snippet of her song Garden of Eden, which is probably my favorite song off this album. But I think it's a really good look into the overall track listing. It's very dance pop, very old Gaga, very Poker Face and Love Game. I just love it. I think it's so reminiscent of her old stuff while still being a little bit fun and inventive and playful. So give Garden of Eden a listen. This is definitely a really good introduction into what the rest of Mayhem is like as a listening experience. I could be your girl. Again, that category is pretty stacked too, but I will say, really pulling for Mayhem, but I could see Chromacopia by Tyler, the Creator winning, which I would love. It's a wonderful album. I could also see Bad Bunny taking that or Sabrina Carpenter. Really could go either way, but yeah, just phenomenal album. Really glad to see it on the list. Moving on to the Song of the Year category, this one I was a little surprised by a lot of the nominations. We have like Anxiety by Doechii, which I'm surprised by because that's not the best song that she's put out this year. I don't really understand that one that much. It's in a lot of categories. I didn't really care for it that much. We have Apatuh by Bruno Mars, DTMF by Bad Bunny again, Luther, Kendrick Lamar, Man Child, Sabrina Carpenter, Wildflower by Billie Eilish. So solid songs. I loved Luther. I would love to see Luther win, by the way. I think that's a great song. But the two that I'm really pulling for are Abracadabra by Lady Gaga, of course. Wonderful song. Great music video too. And Golden from K-pop Demon Hunters. Some people might be a little surprised to see this on here. You're like, isn't that from that weird kids movie that came out on Netflix? But guys, do not write off the Demon Hunters. It was wonderful. I loved that movie. I saw it a few times with my friends just because we kind of got hooked on it. And it's one of those things that you kind of see as like a joke until you see it and you're like, oh, I get it. I get the hype. And this song specifically, I just think is great. I'm really glad that this movie came out. I think it's a great message for young kids. I know that as a lifelong music fan, the message of the movie is basically the power that music can have to uplift people and the power that it can have to make good things happen in the world. And I know that little 7-year-old Caroline would have just fallen head over heels for this movie. So I think it's a really great thing that came out of 2025. And I would love to see it walk away with a few Grammys and maybe get some flowers for all of the wonderful stuff that it did. So very happy to see that on the list. Surprisingly, moving on to the pop categories. This is definitely like the strongest part of this year. Pop music has been chef's kiss lately. No notes. We have a lot of great pop artists doing some stuff, but we did go through a slight dry spell at the end of the year because, again, we can only do so much. Chapel Roan can't put out 8 albums. Sabrina Carpenter can't carry us all on her back. And you don't want to nominate Conan Gray. I'm going to be mad about that for the rest of my life. But so last year's was a lot more stacked just because it was an album release year, but still have some great stuff coming out. So best pop solo performance. I'm pulling for Lady Gaga again. You're probably like, Caroline, please shut up about this album. It's good. I promise it's good. Disease is the song that was nominated. I almost played that one for you guys. It's wonderful. Go check it out. But we also have The Subway by Chapel Roan nominated. That's great. Man Child by Sabrina Carpenter, Daisies by Justin Bieber, and Messy by Lola Young. Like I said, I'm pulling for Disease, but all those are solid tracks. We'll see what happens. I could definitely see Sabrina Carpenter taking that one, but ooh, maybe Lola Young. Messy by Lola Young was like a huge hit this year. I could see that one winning. I don't know. We'll see. I'm excited. Best pop duo or group performance. Guys, I'm pulling for Defying Gravity. Okay, listen, again, same argument with the K-pop Demon Hunters. Wicked, phenomenal movie. I might have judged it a little bit before I knew it was happening. I went to see it and cried like 3 times. Wonderful. But Defying Gravity is just such a good showcase of how talented Cynthia Erivo is. She was in a Hollywood Bowl production of Jesus Christ Superstar earlier this year, and I was in love with it. It was so wonderful. She's just so insanely talented, and obviously Ariana Grande knows what she's doing. So, wonderful track. I would love to see that one win, especially because movie tracks don't often get the flowers they deserve. But we also have Golden nominated again from K-pop Demon Hunters. We have a Cat's Eye song. They're a K-pop group, also very talented people. 30 for 30 by SZA and Kendrick Lamar, and Apatuh by Rosé and Bruno Mars. So would love to see Defying Gravity, would also love to see Golden. We'll just see. Best pop vocal album. Not that stacked of a category this year. We have Something Beautiful by Miley Cyrus, which I didn't care for. Swag by Justin Bieber, which I really didn't care for. Man's Best Friend by Sabrina Carpenter. I've tried everything but Therapy by Teddy Swims. I'm not a very big Teddy Swims fan. So, the one I'm pulling for is, can you guess? It's Mayhem by Lady Gaga. Please, please let that one sweep. Please. We'll see. I would love to see it do what Kendrick did last year, where it just blows everything else out of the water. Best dance pop recording. Can you guess? Abracadabra by Lady Gaga. I'm going through this list, guys, and realizing how biased I am towards that woman. She does not need any more support than she already has, but I am her biggest fan. But in that category, we have some like weird curveballs. We got Tate McRae, Pink Pantheress, Selena Gomez and Benny Blanco, who just got married this year in other music news, and Zara Larsson. So, you know, I really hope that goes Lady Gaga's way. It should. Genuinely, objectively, it should go her way based on all of those tracks, but would love to see Pink Pantheress walk away with something. She's great. So we'll see. But that is the overall pop category. I'm gonna take a breath. You're going to be very happy that Lady Gaga is not mentioned much from here on out. So you're safe for a little bit. Now we're going to move on to rock, which, get ready, I'm about to sing the praises of another person. All of these rock categories, I just have 3 that I'm bringing up tonight. But all of these categories, I'm pulling for a guy called Youngblood. He's been on the scene for quite a while now. I think he's about 25, which is super young, but he hasn't been making music since he was around my age. But he is so talented. I love Young Blood. I think he's great. If you're a big Ozzy Osbourne fan, he was very close with Ozzy Osbourne. He wears like a big cross necklace everywhere, and that was actually a gift from Ozzy before he passed. So that's like the meaning behind that. But he was in the big, huge performance that they put on as a tribute to Ozzy right before he passed at Villa Park. It was called Back to Beginning. And Youngblood actually performed a cover of Changes there. And the live version of that was nominated for Best Rock Performance. And guys, it must win. It must win. If it doesn't win, I will throw something at my TV and my parents will be so upset. But it is a phenomenal cover. And I think it showcases, one, how vocally amazing he is, but how emotionally connected he was to Ozzy's music. And this is one of my favorite Ozzy songs, so that's kind of a double plus. But Youngblood is just a wonderful guy. We'll talk about him a little bit more as this show goes on and we'll get into the rock category, but definitely check him out. And he's also just a phenomenal person. He does a lot of charity work. He's known for being super kind to his fans and super outgoing. And he just has a really good attitude about everything, which is awesome because he wears like all black leather and he still rocks like the emo fringe eyeliner combo even in 2025. So he's just a very scary looking guy. But whenever he opens his mouth, he has like the coolest accent ever. And he's always just so positive and waiting for the next good thing to come along. And I just really respect that. I think he's a really good positive force in the music scene right now. And we could always use more of that. So here's a lot of a chunk because I think it deserves so much airtime. Here's a big chunk from Changes live at Villa Park by Youngblood. I'm so excited to see this nominated and I'm really pulling for it. Now we're moving on to Best Rock Album. We had some good ones in this category, y'all. We have Private Music by Deftones, and yes, they still make music. I Quit by Haim, From Zero by Linkin Park, Never Enough by Turnstile, and then lastly, we have Idols by Youngblood. Really pulling for Idols, and that is objective as well. Youngblood, I'm gonna be honest, I don't care for a lot of his earlier music. I've always loved him as a person because he's just a great guy and he's super fun and cool to watch. He's always doing something different than he was the week before. He's just one of those people. But I didn't really care for a lot of his earlier music, but Idols, I think he's really found his voice. He is just so strong and sure of himself in this one. I just think that it's a phenomenal album and it was super fun to listen to. When it came out, I was shocked at how much I enjoyed it. And I really had a great time with it. So I would love to see it walk away with something. And then moving on to Best Rock Song, we have a Nine Inch Nails, Sleep Token, Turnstile thing going on. Lots of heavy hitters, like in every category. A really good year for rock and alternative music, I will say that. But the one that I'm pulling for is Zombie by Youngblood. I don't know, I promise I don't always do this where I just pull for one artist, but guys, Lady Gaga and Youngblood had it going on this year, I promise. But I'm going to play you guys a snip of Zombie, which is what was nominated for Best Rock Song, because one, the music video accompanying it is wonderful. It has Florence Pugh in it, and it's one of those music videos that like turns the concept on its head and makes this song into a different kind of meaning. Super cool, definitely go check it out. But this song is the first one that I heard off the album, and I was like, whoa, this is not the Youngblood that I knew 2 years ago musically. And it was a really good indicator of what the rest of the vocals on this album were gonna sound like. So I'm just gonna play you a little snippet here. I'm sure you heard on Changes how strong of a singer he is, but I just want to really drive that point home because he doesn't get a lot of recognition because he is kind of a smaller artist. But here's a clip from Zombie, and listen to how emotional and just like, oh, wonderful he sounds in this. I love this song. I can't get enough of it. Here is Zombie, probably my favorite track off of this album. Yeah.
spaceship to the moon, but we'd crash.
Now we're moving on to the alternative music category, where I'm going to sing the praises of Hayley Williams. Hayley Williams, if you don't know, is the lead singer of the band Paramore. She's just known for being a rock star, pretty much, amazing vocalist. And another great person who works for a lot of positive change in the music community. I just love her so much. And this is a phenomenal album from her. So the album that she put out this year is called Ego Death at a Bachelorette Party. And when it came out, I remember my sister texted me about a song on there, and I immediately fired back with, oh my gosh, I love this album. Like, let's talk about it. Just something that gets you really excited because it's so fresh and new and interesting. She was nominated for Best Alternative Music Performance for her song Parachute. Would love to see her walk away with that, but we also have Everything is Peaceful Love by Bon Iver and Alone by The Cure. Would love to see both of those songs walk away with it as well. So again, great for rock and alternative music this year. But she was also nominated for Best Alternative Music Album, and I really do want to sing the praises of Ego Death. I think it's a wonderful album. She sounds great. All the songs are interesting and new. It flows well. And my favorite personal recommendation is the title track, Ego Death at a Bachelorette Party. It's been on constant repeat this year. I'm expecting it on my Spotify Wrapped. Just a wonderful song. So that's my little Hayley Williams rant. Would love to see her walk away with some stuff, especially this far into her career. I just think that she's phenomenal and she deserves it. So now we've reached the halfway point, and we're moving on to the rap category. This was also a great year for rap music. So was last year. Last year was phenomenal. But leading the pack, as always, is Kendrick Lamar and Tyler, the Creator. So for best melodic rap performance, so that's rap that includes a little bit of singing as well, we have Friday and Meek Mill, Ty Dolla $ign, Terrence Martin, Party Next Door, Drake. Some really great artists. I would love to see really any song in this category get nominated, but what I'm pulling for is Luther by Kendrick Lamar and SZA. One, I'm a huge Kendrick fan. SZA sounds great in this. We've got a really cool sample going on in it. It's just, and obviously the name Luther is a reference to Luther Vandross, who the sample is from. So I love when artists are paying homage to really cool people like Luther Vandross, who doesn't get enough recognition in the modern day. But it's just a really cool track. It's been on repeat this year. My volleyball team was obsessed with it, and they play it on the bus every day. And so every time I hear it, it brings me back to that. But I would just love to see it win, because I think it's a really good marker in time. It sounds very 2025, and it harkens back to his Super Bowl performance last year, which was amazing. And I need to calm myself before I start talking about it, because it's going to be 3 hours. But guys, whew, be glad you weren't around me at the time that Super Bowl performance happened, because I did give everyone in my circle a 20-minute lecture on how wonderful it was, and I sincerely apologize for that, but I will do it again, so don't give me the chance. But for best rap song overall, we had some amazing tracks. Anxiety by Doechii, which I don't really care for, but from there, The Birds Don't Sing by Pusha T and Malice, which was a wonderful track, TGIF by Glorilla, and TV Off by Kendrick Lamar. TV Off was great. I would love to see TGIF win. Glorilla is a really cool girl. Go check her out. She's wonderful. She's also from Memphis, and I love to see a Tennessee rap artist. They're kind of rare, but when they're there, they're amazing. Southern rap is great, but Glorilla is just like, she's just a boss. She doesn't care what anyone thinks about her. She puts her whole heart and soul into her music. And I think that she's just a really fun girl. I love her. But TGIF was definitely a standout from her releases this year. So I'd love to see her walk away with something. I think she's super fun. But what I'm pulling for is Sticky by Tyler, the Creator, featuring Glorilla. So that would be a half win for her, with Sexy Red and Lil Wayne. So just like a really stacked star cast there. But Sticky was off of his album Chromacopia, which was a wonderful album, one of the best albums of the year, and I would love to see this song win. But I'm gonna throw you guys a curveball. I'm not gonna play you a clip from Sticky. I'm gonna play you a clip from Ring Ring Ring, which is actually off of his EP Don't Tap the Glass. Stay with me. It came out a few months after Chromacopia. It was a big surprise release, and it was a really fun little dance EP. Everything was super upbeat and happy, which is not like super Tyler vibe, so that was fun. But here's a little clip from Ring Ring Ring, just to get like a glimpse into what his voice is, but also like how fun he can be when he's really just like in his groove. And I think it's a really good example of how his music sounded this year. So here's one of my favorite tracks from him this year, which is saying something, because he made some awesome stuff. Hello. Hello. went on to Best Rap Album. We have Let God Sort 'Em Out by Clips and Pusha T, which I mentioned earlier, great album. Glorious by Glorilla, super fun. GNX by Kendrick Lamar, which I think was great, but, you know, I don't really think that it should pull ahead over Chromacopia by Tyler, the Creator. Chromacopia was a phenomenal album. If you're not familiar with Tyler, the Creator, I'm really hoping to whittle out an episode on him soon. It's going to be difficult to do because he's had such an expansive and wonderful career, but he is one of the greatest artists alive right now. He is so insanely talented. He just blows me away. He's one of the first artists that ever got me into rap and hip hop in the first place. So I'll always have a soft spot in my heart for him because he really opened a lot of doors for me musically. But Chromacopia was no exception to his amazing discography. It was wonderful. So I would love to see it walk away with something. And I'd be very surprised if it didn't. So, you know, that's that little rant. But finally, Best Rap Performance. I'm pulling for Darling Eye by Tyler, the Creator off of Chromacopia. Wonderful song. But TV Off by Kendrick is on here. Anxiety by Doechii again. I love Doechii. She's phenomenal. I just don't get the anxiety hype. We have Chains and Whips by Clips and Pusha T and Outside by Cardi B. Very minimal nominations for Cardi B this year, which I'm a little surprised at, but her album did come out fairly late. So pushing for Tyler there, would not be surprised at a Kendrick. Woo! Okay, we're getting close, y'all. We're moving on to the country category. I'm gonna be honest, this was not a great year for country. Country is really struggling right now. The past, I don't even know, y'all. The past 10 years have really been a struggle on the country music scene, which is sad as a huge country fan. We have had a lot of great stuff coming out, but I think the light is rising. Other genres are picking up steam. I'm hoping that, you know, we're going to find our niche soon, but politically, I think we're struggling right now in those areas of the world. And so I think we might need to find our footing again to really have some like big stars come out of the woodwork, because right now we're kind of floundering, it seems, on the country music scene. So I don't know, we'll see where it goes in the future. But some highlights this year have been from Tyler Childers. I don't know how popular he is with non-Tyler heads. I'm a huge fan of his. I have been for a while. He had a new release this year that was just phenomenal. It was called Snipe Hunter, and it was wonderful. And so I'm really pulling for him this year. Would love to see him win something. He's nominated for Best Country Solo Performance for Nose on the Grindstone. So is Good News by Shaboozey, Bad As I Used to Be by Chris Stapleton, I Never Lie by Zach Top, and Somewhere Over Laredo by Lainey Wilson. Would love to see Lainey Wilson win, kind of just because she's the only girl nominated in that category, which is not very rare for country categories, but I think that Lainey Wilson is a really cool lady. I respect her a lot. I think she has a wonderful voice. I like Somewhere Over Laredo, but again, just not great things to pick from the rest of this list. Nose on the Grindstone isn't even the best like single from that album, so I don't really know why they chose that one either, but would love to see Lainey Wilson come home with something. Best Country Song, Good News by Shaboozey, I Never Lie by Zach Top, Somewhere Over Laredo, and A Song to Sing by Miranda Lambert. Again, all of those are repeats from other categories, which I think does show the minimal slim pickings, if you will, from the rest of the scene. But I am pulling for Biting List by Tyler Childers to win Best Country Song. If you haven't heard that song, please go check it out. It's so funny. What he's saying in that song basically is, if I ever get rabies, you're on the biting list. And it's really funny. And it's very classic country. It has like a twangy spring in the back. We have some steel guitars and banjo picking, which is a super refreshing in today's world of like weird synths and electric guitars, which I don't hate. It's just an overload of them right now. I guess that's the big trend in country music right now. And it's getting a little old, I'm not gonna lie. So Tyler Childers is definitely like a breath of fresh air in terms of musicality in that sense. But Biting List is super fun. It's very reminiscent of like a Chicken in Black from Johnny Cash, where he's just trying to be funny. And I love it. It's very refreshing from the other stuff that we're seeing coming out right now. And finally, Best Contemporary Country Album, I gotta go Snipe Hunter by Tyler Childers again. Wonderful album, super fun. But we also have Miranda Lambert, Jelly Roll, Eric Church, and Kelsea Ballerini. Again, all of those people are huge artists, not their best releases. I don't really know what's in the water this year. Just kind of disappointed overall. I kept waiting month by month for something to come out that I was like, oh yes, this is it. And besides Snipe Hunter, I wasn't really that impressed. So, you know, hopefully next year will be better. We've got some good stuff coming. I'm going to keep waiting because I love country and I'm not giving up on you yet. Okay, it's coming, I promise. Now, Just going to talk about a few random categories to close us out. For Best Traditional Pop Vocal Album, we had some interesting nominations. We had some kind of off-the-wall nominations like Layla Bally, Jennifer Hudson. We had some Barbara Streisand, God bless. But three releases that I really want to talk about are Harlequin by Lady Gaga, Who Believes in Angels by Elton John and Brandi Carlile, and A Matter of Time by Laufey. So Harlequin by Lady Gaga came out super early this year as well. Lady Gaga, if you don't know, played Harley Quinn in the new Joker Folie à Deux movie. It was wonderful. Wonderful, wonderful. A lot of people hated it. It has like a 20% on Rotten Tomatoes. Caroline enjoyed it with her whole heart. My sister went and saw it with me, and I'm sure she regretted that after I had like a mental breakdown in the parking lot. It was wonderful. Loved that movie. I thought she was great. And to kind of commemorate her time spent on the set of that movie, she released a song called Harlequin, where she did covers of songs in the movie, like I've Got the World on a String, What the World Needs Now, That's Life, Good Morning, all those like kind of older Frank Sinatra-esque songs. And I thought it was super fun. The theming was interesting. The release packaging of it was cool. And I think that she sounds wonderful. So I'd love to see her walk away with that. I'm kind of doubtful because it's a little bit weird, but you know, it'd be fun. And then Who Believes in Angels by Elton John and Brandi Carlile. It was a really fun record. I love them together. I love to see a collaboration nominated in a solo category. So, you know, that's interesting. But the big one I want to hone in is A Matter of Time by Laufey. One of the best albums to come out this year. Laufey is a phenomenal artist. She has a gorgeous voice and she's a jazz singer. This is like a traditional jazz album, you guys. So I love to see that making it mainstream. And I would love to see her walk away with something. Then I told you guys this was coming. Best compilation soundtrack for visual media, fancy way of saying movie soundtrack. We have A Complete Unknown by Timothy Chalamet, which went with the Bob Dylan biopic, F1 the album, K-pop Demon Hunters, Sinners, and Wicked. Guys, how do you choose? I can't even tell you who I'm pulling for. Would love to see A Complete Unknown win because Timothy Chalamet put his whole being into that performance. Wonderful movie. Check it out if you're a Dylan head. Would love to see K-pop Demon Hunters win. Sinners was one of the best movies I've ever seen. Wicked, I mean, hello. Can't even tell you guys who I'm pulling for, but I will be on the edge of my seat waiting to see who wins that one because that is a crazy category. Moving on to Best Score Soundtrack. So this is all instrumental. How to Train Your Dragon, phenomenal. Severance Season 2, one of the most like iconic opening title songs ever. So that would be super cool to see that walk away. Sinners, Wicked, and The Wild Robot. Again, all wonderful soundtracks. I mean, hello. Would love to see How to Train Your Dragon win, but it is kind of like pulling from the source material of the original movie, so I can't really see that one winning, but I'm pulling for Sinners over Wicked. Sinners, if you haven't seen it already, please go and see it. It's wonderful. Can't recommend that movie enough, but that movie, just like K-pop Demon Hunters, is about the power of music, and for both good and bad, and it was a beautiful movie, and the music in it was amazing, as it should have been, so I would really love to see that win. Also, best song written for visual media. I'm pulling for Sinners again. I'm pulling for a song called I Lied to You, which is kind of like a blues fusion track. But the sequence that goes along with that song is so unforgettable. It's the most iconic scene from the movie. If you've seen it, you know immediately what I'm talking about. But when I look back on 2025, Sinners is definitely one of the big releases that I think about. And that scene specifically, I mean, should win every award there is. So I would love to see I Lied to You win from that. Sinners actually has two songs nominated in that category. Sinners by Rod Wave and I Lied to You from the creators of that soundtrack. So I would just love to see Sinners walk away with a sweep because it was a phenomenal movie. But yeah, that's all of the categories that I thought people would find interesting. Obviously, there's like 100 more because we have Latin, dance samba. We have more rap categories because there's like 30 of them. We have collaborations. We have spoken word, comedy, all of these crazy things. Producers, songwriters, best new artist, all of those things. So very, very interested to see how this all plays out in a few months. I always love Grammy season. It's so much fun. And I hope you guys tune in with me because supporting it is important. All of these people give us this amazing music throughout the year, and they do deserve to be celebrated and appreciated for all of that because it is a public service in these trying times. So I'm really excited to see how all that unfolds. Thank you guys so much for listening to this kind of weird, short, off the wall episode, but I had a lot of fun doing it. So let me know what you guys think, what you'd like to hear next. And as always, my name's Caroline. This has been Put It In Your Pocket. Thank you for listening.